Good afternoon. We met with our team today, and the thing that I told the team that of all the things we did yesterday, which were a lot, were very, very good. The thing that I was most pleased with was the effort. I think we really flew around to the ball on defense, got after it. Many people to the ball. I did an outstanding job of, we knew that the run was something that we would have to make as our priority, shutting the run down. We did a good job of that. The score helped, obviously, a little bit there. But we held them to 49 yards rushing. We held them to 14 points. We only had three penalties, and we did not have a turnover. And those were the things that were most impressive to me as I looked at the tape and as I studied the statistics from yesterday's game. And I think even of the three penalties, two of them were unnecessary, and they were special teams penalties. And if we can do something about that, control that, we had two outstanding plays to get the ball back when the ball was on the ground. Where's Mike? I acknowledge you, Mike. You did a heck of a job at the end of the game, and you were right. But I no, I'm not repeating that. That's not for publication either. Jones getting the ball back, Eli getting the ball back, those were huge plays in the game. And, the special teams play was especially, especially critical because of where the ball was located. Eli's play was significant in that we were close. We were in close to the green zone or right at the edge of the green zone, and we didn't give the ball away there either. So, Those were huge plays in the game, and so the combined effort throughout the game. I think one of the things that I would say, which was emblematic of the kind of effort that I'm talking about, was Tuck's play at the end of the game, where he chased the quarterback in one direction, quarterback evaded him, he turned and sprinted with a score, 31-14, and made an all-out effort to get to the quarterback. Made the sack, knocked the ball out. We recovered the ball, and thus we were able to end the game in the formation that we liked the most. So we're excited about that. We talked about how important this time of the year is when you are in the playoffs, that you do have a really good handle of what the opponent is seeing in your play, and the fact that, for example, with our first week in the playoffs here with Atlanta, We really need to do a great job of studying them because we've not played them in a while. We need to really do a great job in a short amount of time of being informed about this outstanding Atlanta team. I believe that they have. I think we've been in playoff games. We've been in playoff games for the last 3 weeks. We're battle-tested in a lot of ways in that we've played against really outstanding football teams all down through the second half of the season. And, what I told them is exactly the straight-up truth about being in the playoffs. There are 12 teams in the playoffs, 20 teams go home. It's a single elimination tournament. You win, you go on. You lose, you go home. So it's reality. I think a lot of the young guys have a feeling for that. What I really felt was very good about our team the other day was the building throughout the week, the outstanding practices, and then the peer pressure. The pressure not only to perform but to play smart, to do the smart thing. And I thought that was prevalent everywhere on our team. I hope so, and I believe we have, and I think that the resurgence of that part of our game over the last couple of weeks has really put the smile on their faces, and there's confidence in the three units as we feel that, as I keep mentioning, all three units need to play well together, and we're starting to see that take place. Well, I've taken him under my wing for his personal development, but No, he's you know, he I think you look at it in stages, and his preseason was okay. The start of the season, exactly where he fit, was another question. And then I think he just kind of got an opportunity to play, got a taste of it, knew that he had a lot to learn, but was willing and had the ability and put himself in positions where he could take full advantage of that. And then it just started to grow and develop. But when you look at this latter part of the season, the number of plays that young man has made, which has either given us an entire spark or put us in position to win games, it's truly amazing, and really my hat is off to him. You know, he goes on IR his first year. He has no off season, although Eli's, you know, working with him, and all he has is the preseason, and yet he's able to have the kind of season that we've all witnessed. I think that's one of the attributes that he does possess, that end, obviously, the speed. And a lot of people are quick. You know, we hear those terms all the time, quicker than fast, but not quick, doesn't start fast. This guy starts fast, is quick, can make people miss, obviously, and runs the ball with some authority once he has it, is not an easy guy to tackle. Yeah, that was really an outstanding game for Kiwi. Penetrated. You know, you saw him run through the backside, make the play on the power right off the bat, first play of the game. Did that with some consistency throughout the game. Had some good rushes in the third down package as well. So we put a lot of time and emphasis into stopping the run, and one of the packages was what you saw right away early in the game with Kiwi, and he certainly did respond and play well. Based on this past game, which he played very, very well, you know, it looks like he's I know he's playing well based on this particular game right here, and I hope to tell you that this is the start of something that we're going to see the continuation of that kind of play. Well, he certainly played well last night again. He was a physical presence. He had the interception. I really like the way he put himself in position for the interception, because the quarterback, quite frankly, didn't see him. And he was in one area of coverage, and the more of the time went on, he kind of saw the eyes of the quarterback and started moving into the area where Witten was and made an outstanding play there. He tackled well. He had some physical tackles. So he's an emotional guy, and he wears it on his sleeve, and you know, he gives you everything he's got, and he's really been watching him develop and play under wherever we want him to play, really, you know, whether it will be down, whether it will be back, whether it's back down again like it is right now, you know, he's playing very well. Well, I would think that it takes a while for someone coming into a program just to figure out, you know, what it's all about. You know, who's who. Last year we had 10 wins, didn't get in, and so there was some frustration. And there's been some frustration which has been dealt with pretty well, quite frankly, this year as well. And now, you know, we're seeing the result of having some patience and continuing to work, which these guys have done now. This team has done that. They've worked through many issues throughout the course of the year and come back stronger yet.
Is there something to be said about coaching the season more like a marathon than a sprint?
Well, it is a marathon. It is a marathon, and you know, you can't afford to be too high or too low. And so over the course of the season, you've got to maintain. Sometimes you do. You unfortunately can't help it. There's big wins and there's big disappointments. And but somehow you have to come back and have some kind of an even keel. Well, I hope it's consistency. You know, it's the approach is it doesn't change all that much, to be honest with you, and it's always focused ahead, regardless of whether there are issues, problems. We lost a game, we've won a game. It's always the work ethic, the team concept, and it's you know, right at this point of the year, it's. Without a doubt, you're helped by the circumstance, too. I mean, people understand and know, you know, what the consequences are of their play. And the motivation is incredible. It's a great, great time of the year. We've come down through a stretch. You know, we've had a million questions asked about our ability to finish. So that's always been in the back of our mind. We've talked about it openly. It was our goal at the very beginning of the year. And the guys have bought into that. They see it. We have some people here that know how to win, that have been in a very, very wonderful place not too long ago, that can share with a lot of others about what it takes at this time of the year to put yourself in that position, or at least to get into the tournament. And so that's been the mainstay. Well, he's always had – he's shown us from the very get-go that he has good hands. And so he is many times the third level of the particular play-action pass, and if it comes to that, as you read the progression from the top down, he's running free, he gets the ball. He got the ball more last night than he has. But we do believe that he has good hands, and we're very, very confident that if you throw it to him, he'll catch it. And he's shown the ability to get us some yards after the catch as well.
How did Osi come out of the game physically?
He came out well.
You said that there has been some frustration this year, but it was dealt with pretty well. Is that it was tamped down internally before it could grow into anything?
Well, I think it wasn't tamped down at all. If anything, it was redirected. It was made positive. And that's what I think you have to continue to do. You got to try to continue to get people to understand how to express their frustration and to convert it into something very positive.
What's the approach for Jake Allen this week?
They're going to run tomorrow, he and Herzlich both, and we'll see. Well, if they're saying that, I hope. You know, I think it's every team is different. Every year is a different year. I think the guys that are probably saying that are the guys that have experienced it. And if they can share that feeling with the other players and the other players can understand what they're talking about, I'm all for it. Oh, absolutely. You got to have that, sure. That's what we keep talking about, team. Whatever chemistry is. You're talking team.
One of your players today, who was on a different team last year, said that this head coach has done a very good job, meaning you bringing in players who will get along with each other. Is there a crapshoot to that, or is there a formula?
Well, there's a formula for everything that is done. I mean, it's very sophisticated. The way in which people are evaluated and the feeling that, yes, the need is there. Is this the kind of person we want wearing the New York Giant uniform? So there's a definite formula to it. Thank you.